Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 492, Work of SDA Pioneers in Scandinavia. My brother, I have been shown that elders ... and yourself have displayed a great lack of wise generalship. You yourself have not developed talent and trained helpers to take hold with you and assist in the work, as you might have done. You have the idea that no one can labor so well as you can. While you have too much to do, others have too little. You do not give others an opportunity to improve in efficiency by practical experience. You are willing to be helped and assisted, if your helpers will leave the main responsibility resting on you. Especially among your own countrymen, you desire to be placed above everyone else. You do not seem to have the ability to educate young men and to give them a chance to do that which they have talents for doing, if they were given an opportunity to learn. This is the work which should have been done, but which you have left undone. If you were unselfish, if you had Christ-like meekness and lowliness, you would learn how to train the youth for useful service. In all the departments of the Lord's work, every laborer is to help his fellow laborers. The workers are to take no credit to themselves because they have many advantages, nor are they to think that they deserve praise for using in the service of Jesus Christ the talents that he has entrusted to them. They should realize that the non-employment of their capabilities would lay them under a burden of guilt, making them deserving of the just displeasure and severest judgments of God. Every true minister of Jesus Christ, every true worker in his cause, will banish from the mind, as impious, every thought of inherent merit. Even the heavenly angels take to themselves no praise. Through the heavenly courts, in one grand chorus, resounds their praise of the Creator. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. 1 Chronicles 21 verse 14. Those who live on this earth should join the heavenly host in ascribing praise and glory to the Creator. Elder Madison, who now sleeps in Jesus, united with the Savior as his helping hand, and organized a school of young men and women. And under his direction the students worked nobly. What a work has been done! What a multitude of books were sold! And how many there were who united with the church! Cease now to talk discouragement. Take hold of the arm of infinite power. Remember that we at this end of the line are taking hold with you. We assure you that we will lift with you. Do not fail or be discouraged. The Lord is your helper. He will uphold the workers in Scandinavia if they will act their part in faith, in prayer, in hopefulness, doing all they can to advance his cause and hasten his coming. Remember that the nearer we approach Christ's coming, the more earnestly and firmly we are to work, for the whole synagogue of Satan is opposed to us. We do not need feverish excitement, but that faith and courage which is born of genuine faith. The opportunity for helping the work in Scandinavia at the last week of prayer in America should have been improved, and it would have been, had the men in positions of responsibility been wide awake to place the situation clearly before the people and call for donations to relieve the institutions in Denmark and Norway. We hope that a most earnest effort will be made by our people in England to inspire their brethren in Scandinavia with courage and faith. Brethren, we must come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Do not, by word of unbelief, call down the denunciation of God. Do not act like the priest and the Levite, who looked at the wounded man lying in his grievous condition, and passed by on the other side. Wake up, brethren. Let the work move forward with power. May the Lord help his people to do their best.